and gentlemen.
Let's go.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at?
Well, actually, I live in Delaware now, so does that make me a Delawarean?
Keep singing, girl.
You know, Beyonce is my friend in my head. They my people sometimes, too. You know, when I was a kid, I had an imaginary enemy. Like, does that make me crazy?
Life as P, presented by Say What Radio.
Hey, welcome to Life is P. I'm your host, Phoenix Ash. Thank you so much for joining me. If you are a repeat listener, thank you. I appreciate you. You already know what it is. I'm going to be doing some rambling. But hopefully it's some stuff that can help you get through, get past, whatever. However we got to get down, you know what I mean? If you are a new listener, thank you for checking me out, seeing what's good with me, you know. Hopefully you'll be back soon. We're going to get into it. You know, I'm thinking about what's been happening for the past week or so in my life, and I kind of touched on it a little bit last week, but I want to think about, you know, the people in your life who want to see you win. And I don't even know if I want to say the people in your life, because there's people who were not in your day-to-day life. You may have never seen them before, never talked to them before. Maybe they've liked a tweet, liked a Facebook post, or sent you a scripture, but you was like, I don't really know who this person is. But they want to see you win. And I feel like there's not enough emphasis, at least as a creator, at least for myself, you know, like me checking myself. There's not enough emphasis on the people who want to see me win. There is the... I don't know, the distaste, the bitterness on the tongue when it comes to people who don't want to see us win, right? Like, these people just want to see me fail. These people just want to be in my business to see where I'm going wrong, or to see me struggle, or see how hard of a time I'm having getting to this thing that I said I was going to attain. People are like that. Listen, I'm on Twitter, so, and that's at PWRITES if you want to check me out, but I see all the time where people have gotten together, you know, couples have put their business all on Twitter, whatever, and that's, you know, I ain't even going to get into my opinion about doing that, but, you know, people legit don't want to see them win. People legit like, he probably cheating anyway. Or somebody's like, he used to be in my inbox. He used to say this. He used to say that. It's like, what? But they talking about right now. Who cares about what he used to do? We all got a past. We all used to do something. So it's crazy. Like, people just don't want to see each other win or see each other happy or feeling as though the happiness or success somebody else possesses belongs to them or they should have that. Because if you have your own happiness and you have your own success, I'm a firm believer that you could give two shits about the happiness or success someone else is experiencing in a negative manner. Like, you give two shits of your energy towards that. Like, what? No, like, you experience your own happiness, success. You like, yes, yes, live that, because I live it too. And it's wonderful. And we should all live wonderful lives. So there's a lot of emphasis on that. There's a lot of tearing each other down, talking down on each other. You know, child, they talking down on pot roast, right? Like, yo, it ain't safe. It ain't even safe for food out here. But we don't put enough emphasis on the audience that wants to see us win. There's legit so many people who will celebrate you for no reason. They have no physical connection to you. They have no spiritual connection to you. But they just slide across your accomplishment and go, yes, yes, I love that. And I don't know why I don't give it more thought. Because I feel like it's fuel to push further. Can I use the other stuff as fuel? Absolutely. But this is fuel too, and it's good fuel, and it feels good. And I feel like it needs more light. I talked about before, when I first started my journey as a professional writer, I had no budget. I had no budget, no knowledge of the business, no know-how in terms of how to publish, no clear direction of where to go to get help, nothing. But, you know, I was like, I'm going to take a chance on myself. I'm going to bet on myself. I don't recommend it, by the way. You know, I'm not saying it like, yo, I had nothing and I made something. No, I don't recommend it. I recommend doing your research before you take the leap. Like, have information, because it was a struggle. It was hard. It was hard. And, you know, the one chick, Butterfly Brooks, you know, I don't know how she found me, how she came across my work, but she read it. She believed in it. And, you know, reached out to me and was like, you know, do you need help, like, knowing what groups to join? And, you know, do you need an ad for your book? And, hey, no offense, but I think you really need a new cover for your book. So thank God for her, because being added to those groups exposed me to some other independent authors. It showed me how the game was moving. You know, it allowed me to look at it and be like, okay, it's kind of like how the music business used to be or whatever. And it just gave me a seat to be able to view the show rather than just come from far left and try to jump in the pond. Like, let's see what's happening. Where's the deep water? Where's the water I can tread in? You know, so thank God for that. And then I got put onto this other network that I don't even remember the name of the network. It was an app that I had that one of these writers started, and I just joined. It was really just, we was just putting ads up there for real, for real. But this author, Simone Snow, she was in there, and she would always repost my ads. And I would like her ads and repost her ads, just because honestly I was following suit. Like, I didn't know what else to do. What else I was supposed to do in here? Am I supposed to talk? What am I supposed to do? But she would always do it. And then when I got signed to Be Love Publications, I found out that she was an author there, and I was like, oh my God, like, I kind of know you. And, you know, we built a friendship outside of writing. We have a great friendship. She's like a little sis to me. She's like a little sis, big sis. You know what I mean? Like, little sis, real life, big sis, writer life. You know, but that's my baby. It was crazy. And, you know, my girl Aubrey, who just won an award, by the way, for best paranormal, Black paranormal writer. So shout out to sis, because that's not her typical genre. So amen. You know what I mean? Step outside the box and locked it down. But like, these people who are in my life, you know, Aisha Bree, like, they just want to see me win. My girl Nala, you know, I met her on Twitter, whew, like 10 years ago. No lie. Like, when I didn't know how to use Twitter and I had like 100 followers and I didn't know, like, what do I do with this thing? She had a blog back then, and I think I started following her just to get tips on like how to do a blog, because back then Life is P was a blog, and I was just like, yo, how do I do it? And to this day, we're still friends. You know, she's the face on my first novel in her makeup. That's her face on the cover. You know, just let me scroll through some pictures and was like, yo, I need a picture for a cover. She had me. So I got a host of people who want to see you win. My producer here for, you know, who's also the owner of Say What Radio, someone who, God rest her soul, who I knew from Twitter, who was doing a film and I was supporting her film and she was supporting what I was doing. She introduced us, and, you know, it's probably been a good 6 to 8 year relationship at this point. Wants to see me win. I want to see her win. I wish the person who introduced us could see how far we've come. But, you know, she passed away several years ago. But, you know, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. There's so many. And for me, somebody who grew up, I didn't have a lot of friends. I was picked on a lot. I was made fun of a lot. You know, I was light-skinned, with light eyes, long hair, and a smart mouth. So, yeah, I found myself in a lot of trouble. And I didn't, you know, given the losses that I had experienced in my life, I didn't connect to people very easily. I still don't feel like I have an easy time making genuine, deep connections. I feel like there's a genuineness to the connections that I make on the surface, but that deep, intimate friends for life. And maybe I'm not supposed to make a whole bunch of those. You know, I've never had like the crew, like, I'm gonna go somewhere with eight of my girlfriends. Nah, my girlfriends don't even like know each other like that. I have pockets of friends. But that lifestyle kind of gives more light to people tearing you down and seeing you fall. But, you know, when I step back and I look around, is a lot of people who want to see me win. And I appreciate them. And I feel like there's probably a bunch of people in your life who want to see you win on your social media, wherever, school, work, you know, secretly looking at how you slaying a damn thing. Like, that's the woman over there who be squeaking, but she be getting policies changed, you know, or that's the guy over there who, whenever they do something foul to their employees, he speaks up and damn it, they be making them changes or they have to address it or whatever. You know, somebody is looking at you and's like, yes, slay that. Yes, keep doing that. Hell, I'm looking at you and every accomplishment you have. And I'm like, yes, do that. Slay that. I want to see you win. You know what I mean? I do. My homeboy says I gas him all the time, but it's not gas. He is a freaking beast. A beast when it comes to the gym. I mean, like a beast. He's so consistent. It's definitely evident in his body. Like, he can't go anywhere and people think he don't go to the gym. Like, it's obvious that he be getting that work in. And when, you know, he's had a couple days where it's like, you know, you put in work, but it's been light work. And then he's like, I'm in. I'm like, go get that shit. Go get it. Do it. And I'm like, I'm not gassing you. I'm saying like, go be you. Because when you are in beast mode, that's you. That's you right there. That's when you get your accomplishments. That's when you hit your goals. You know, we don't give ourselves enough credit that when we're in beast mode, that's our true self. When we are accomplishing and when we're getting our goals done and when we are elevating and stepping up to the next level, that's our true selves. You know, we think our true self just looked this one way. You know what I mean? But it doesn't. And our true situation don't look just one way. Our true situation may look like struggle in our eyes, but somebody else is looking at that like, yo, go get that. Go beast that. Like, you doing it. I've seen you accomplish before. I've seen you win before. Or I've never seen you win before and I want to see you win now. But there are people who want to see you win. Everybody's not against you. Everybody's not trying to figure out how you can not maneuver. You know, I got a girlfriend who works in television. And every once in a while, I hit her up. And we talk about regular stuff or whatever. But every once in a while, I hit her up. You know, I want to do something with television or whatever. And in the moment, it seemed like she can't help me. But it's not that she don't want to see me win. She over there trying to figure out the best way she can contribute to a win. She don't want to like give me a little win. She don't want to hand it to me, first of all, but she don't want to do like a little win. You know, oh, I could get you a meeting. She want to know that she could do something and make something shake solid. So, but she's looking at me write these books. She's looking at me accomplish this stuff. And she's like, you doing it. Like, do you recognize that you're doing it already? The things that you want to do, you're doing it. You are in process. You're executing. And it's like, nah, I don't realize because I'm looking at the one way. I'm not taking a step back and taking a 360 view to look at everything like, okay, wait, hold on. I'm doing this shit. Ah. People want to see you win. I want to see you win. So go ahead and go win. You know what I mean? Go ahead and go win. Go do that. Struggle comes with resistance. And this is the time where resistance is necessary. We want to resist the current state and move forward and push forward when it's hard, when the wind is blowing, when the rain is coming down and, you know, the trees are shaking. We still want to push forward. Get that stuff done. Get that accomplishment. Check off that goal from that list. It's not just you. You might be putting in the legwork. I ain't going front. You putting in the effort. Me wanting to see you win ain't no work for me. It ain't. You doing the work. But I still want to hold you up. I still want to say, go get that. because I know that you're going to be stronger for it. I know that accomplishing this present goal is what's going to get you to accomplish your next goal. I mean, happy people, I feel like that's what makes life worth living, the happy people. And you are accomplishing your goals, fulfilling your destiny, but filling up your heart, doing what your heart desires, getting those things, getting to that space, and then turning around and cheering on the next person and pouring into the next person and filling up their heart and watching them do their journey. That's what makes it all worth it for me. But it's not just what I'm watching. Somebody somewhere is watching me. Somebody somewhere is saying, yo, I want you to win. Look at the hands that have been just showing up. When I say I need something, I'm getting ready to, you know, switch my books over and everything because I'm getting my rights back. And like the amount of people who just was like, I got you. Just let me know what you need. How you doing this? I'll help you. I'm not charging you. I'm this. I'm that. I'm like, what? What? And I fucking got a budget now. But still, they don't care. They don't care because they just want to see the win. They want to see the win. They're not trying to exploit me. They're not trying to get something out of it. They just want to see the win. And they talk to me with love. And they, you know, when I'm slipping, they let me know I'm slipping. But they talk to me with love. And they get me to the next step. Are you ignoring that in your life? Or are you so closed off? I know there's this whole thing like, you know, don't discuss what I'm trying to do or whatever, because, you know, there's haters. Okay, but there's also motivators, and they don't know what to motivate you or encourage you for because you haven't shared with them that you're striving for anything. So you're forcing yourself to do this alone. You don't have to. That's my opinion. I feel like you don't have to. And those haters ain't stronger than me and my movement at all, at all. So what if I said I'm going to do X, Y, and Z and somebody somewhere hating? So what? There's more than one way to skin a cat. You going to cut it. You can't cut off every avenue. My destiny is not tied up in any one person's pocket at all. You can try. You can try. But I made it this far. And listen, it's hard to break me. It's hard. I want to see you win. The same way, you know, people slide up in my DM and ask me about podcasting and how do I get started and so forth. And they start rattling off my numbers, or I hear my producer talking to people about, oh, you know, Life is Peace started here and now it's here. I don't even be knowing. I be like, I'm here. What? What am I doing? They're listening to me in what country? Oh, really? I be hyped though, you know, when I get these random posts that I share, when someone like discovers my work and decides to do an Instagram post or a Twitter post or a Facebook post about it, about how they just discovered my work and they're reading it and they love it so, or like I check my reviews and all of a sudden it just jumps up, you know, two or three reviews, that makes a difference to me. So I'm hype. Speaking of which, if you read a book of mine, please leave a review. Yeah, I want to see you win. And I'm thankful for the people in my life who want to see me win as well. You know, my aunt who raised me, she always wants to see me win. Right. And sometimes I take that for granted because I was raised with that. But I'm appreciative. You know, my best friend, he definitely wants to see me win. You know, my best girlfriends, I know they want to see me win. You know, my girl Deidre been with me. Eliza been with me. Canella, Ayana, Aziza. Like, you know, this is long time. And they want to see me win for no benefit of their own, just for the absolute joy of watching me win. And I feel the same about them. And I think that it doesn't get enough light. And so in your down moment, do you think about those people who are around you that they would like to see you win? And don't be afraid to confide in those people what you're trying to do, because they have lots of joy, motivation. Some of them have resources. Don't be afraid. Don't listen to those people who are like, you know, make those moves in silence. Man, listen. Listen. You can't be afraid of the quote unquote hate. You can't be afraid of it. You have to know that you're more powerful than it. Speak up and get your stuff together. Get your cheering squad together. Give them something to cheer for. Become part of someone else's. They need you. They need you. All right, that's the soapbox. Okay, so if you want to read any of my books, definitely look me up on Amazon. My books are by Phoenix Ash. I mean, there's no other way to say it. I have a couple that's on Audible. All my books are on Kindle. Hurry up and get yours, you know, for a second. Some of them might be coming down and switching over or whatever. I got a lot of new things in store for the year. This is a production year, unlike last year. So we're going to get some stuff together. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, I'm at P Writes, P-W-R-I-T-E-S. It's the same thing on Instagram. You know, you can join my reader group on Facebook, which is Phoenix's Fireflies, and that's F-I-Y-A-H. Stuff coming. I'm getting reactivated. See my cheering squad, and I'm going to give them something to cheer for. All right. Until the next time when I can share my love and you can exchange your power. Peace.